I am Gaston.
Anya paused, but Raymond, camera to his face, stepped forward over broken glass and gravel. His backside looked like a mud slick.
She said she would pay us. Miss Creed has money.
So you're a cynocephalus?
Raymond paused and stood directly in front of the man, blocking Anya's view of him.
One of the dog men of France? You look pretty human to me. In fact, hey, what are you...
It happened fast. The two grabbed Raymond and spun him around, the taller putting a knife to his throat, the other producing a blade and holding it to his stomach. Raymond dropped the camera, his arms flailing. He stopped moving when the one named Gaston drew blood.
Stay still, if you want to live.
Anya had been reaching for the sword with her mind, had felt the sensation of the pommel forming against her palm, but didn't take it. The blade hung in the otherwhere, waiting.
I told Jacques the money's at the hotel. I've only got a few euros with me. You can have them, but...
We don't want your money, Anya Creed. We want your sword.
Gaston nudged Raymond farther out from under the bridge. Anya recognized Gaston. He was one of the gang she'd fought in Paris outside the train station. He was one of the Romanys who'd fled before the police arrived.
You.
The sword. If you hand over the sword, Anya Creed, we'll let your friend live.
Anya! Give him my money.
The sword, American archaeologist. It was not in your hotel room. At either hotel. Where is it? Where is the old sword?
I don't have a sword. Do you see a sword?
The sword! Hand it over! Hurry!
I've got no sword here. No gun, no knife. You can see I have no weapon. But I have money. Euros. We were going to pay for an interview. We've got money for that. We can go back to the hotel, all of us, Gaston, and...
A ruse to get you here. Dog men.
Look, whoever you are...
We don't want your money, American.
The tall one drew the knife down Raymond's throat. The pressure was enough to produce a line of blood, but not enough to cause the photographer serious harm.
Anya, give them whatever they want!
I do not think you worry about your friend, American archaeologist. I do not think you consider us serious. I can promise you, we are serious! We will kill if we have to!
His companion jabbed Raymond in the stomach, again enough to draw blood.
She should take us serious, eh, Dimitru?
The tall one scowled. So she had one piece of information, a name, Dimitru, definitely Romani.
Dimitru, you say you want a sword. I could...
No, not a sword, your sword. The one you flashed in Paris that night so late, before the police came and took my brothers.
I'll have to get it for you. I'm not carrying a sword.
Anya extended her arms to her sides and opened her hands as wide as her fingers would stretch. She turned slowly, glad for the opportunity to look behind her. She saw the ship, a barge, not yet close enough. It didn't look as if anyone was on deck. She hadn't heard anyone come up behind her. Other than the threats of the Romanys, she'd heard only the sounds of traffic across the bridge and past the embankment. Finished with her circle, she faced the Romany again. They'd pulled Raymond a little deeper into the shadows under the bridge.
It won't take me long.
You think me simple? You have the sword, Anya Creed. You have it with you. Maybe it is invisible, maybe it is a ghost thing, but I know you have it.
We are done talking to her. Right, Dimitru? A boat is coming. Someone might see us.
They see nothing, this rain.
Anya, what are they talking about? We can give them money, can't we? My camera, I dropped it there. They can have that. Anya, tell them they can have it.
We do not want your money. We want the woman's sword. I am done with this.
Stop. Leave him alone. Let Raymond out of here. Let him leave and you can have the sword.
Raymond is our insurance, Anya Creed. Is the sword worth more than his life?
Of course not. Let him go.
The ghostly sword. For the photographer, then. Now! Make it appear! Now! Like before!
She felt the pommel touch her palm, and she wrapped her fingers around it.
What the hell?
This what you want?
Drop it, and back away.
Anya set the sword gently at her feet in the scrubby weeds and the remains of someone's fast food dinner that had been tossed off the bridge. From the Romani's vantage point, the weeds would block the sword from view. Anya stepped back and sent it into the otherwhere. Dimitru's expression didn't change.
Let him go. Raymond is not a part of this. There's the sword. We had a bargain.
Dimitru hurled Raymond behind him. And the shorter Romani kicked the photographer in the back of the legs, dropping him to the gravel. At the same time, Dimitru shot toward Anya, knife slashing to keep her at bay.
Get back! Get back and no one has to be hurt!
Dimitru came to the spot where she'd dropped the sword.
A trick! Where is it? Petra, kill the man! Kill him!
Instantly, the sword was in Anya's hands again. She brought it around, but Dimitru somehow turned into it, rushed her in a crouch, and caught himself across the throat. He managed to stab her in the thigh, but his knife didn't sink deep. The knife wound hurt, but worse was the bitter sting of an avoidable death.
Dwell on that later.